Now we come to the Bhagavatam class. So, okay, let's see the verse. Which one is it we are reading? I heard it was 31 or 32, Mataji. Oh, right, okay. That is 31, so it will be 32 today then. Or 30. Okay. So now we have... So we are in 31 today? 31, okay. Let's do 31, that's okay. Even if we have done it, we can do it again. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 11th chapter, 31st verse. Patnya.
Patnya.
Patim. Prushya. Grihanu Pagatam Patnya Patim Prushya Grihanu Pagatam Vilokya Sanjata Mano Mahotsavaha Vilokya sanjata mano mahotsavaha.
Vilokya sanjata mano mahotsavaha.
Uttastur.
Uttastur.
Arat.
Arat.
Sahasa.
Sahasa.
Asana.
Asana.
Ashayat.
Ashayat.
Uttasturarat sahasa sanasayat.
Uttasturarat sahasa asanasayat.
Shakham.
Shakham.
Vritair. Vridita.
Vridita.
Lochana.
Lochana.
Ananaha. Shakam Vratair Vridita Lochananaha.
Shakam Vratair Vridita Lochananaha.
Lochananaha. Patnya Patim Prushya Grihanu Pagatam. Vilokya sanjata mano mahotsavaha.
Vilokya sanjata mano mahotsavaha.
Uttasturarat sahasasanasya. Uttasturarat sahasasanashayat. Uttastu arat sahasasanashayat.
Uttastu arat sahasasanashayat.
Shakam ritair vridita lochananaha. Patnya Patim Prushya Grihanu Pagatam.
Patnya Patim Prushya Grihanu Pagatam.
Vilokya Sanjata Mano Mahotsavaha.
Vilokya Sanjata Mano Mahotsavaha.
Uttasturarat Sahasa Sanashayat. Sakam Vritair Vridita Lochananaha.
Sakam Vritair Vridita Lochananaha.
Patnya Patim Prushya Grihanu Pagatam.
Patnya Patim Prushya Grihanu Pagatam.
Vilokya Sanjata Mano Mahotsavaha.
Vilokya Sanjata
उत्थस्तुरारात सहसासनाशयात शाखं वृतैर्वीडितलोचनानः लोचनाननः पत्न्या पतिं प्रोष्य गृहाणुपागतम् विलोक्य संजातमनो महोत्सवः उत्थस्तुरारात सहसासनाशयात साखं वृतैर्वीडितलोचनाननः You can read Mataji, I'll follow. पत्न्या पतिं प्रोष्य गृहानुपागतम् विलोक्य संजात मनो महोत्सवः उत्थस्तुरारात सहसासनाशयात् साकं वृतैर्विडीत लोचनाननः We can do it again, Mataji. Let's do it. Yeah, me too. Patnya patim proshya grihanupagatam विलोक्य संजात मनो महोत्सवः उत्थस्तुरारात सहसासनाशयात् साकं वृतैर्व्रीडित लोचनाननः one more time yeah let's do that Yeah. Patnya patim proshya grihanupagatam. Vilokya sanjata mano mahotsavaha. Uttasturarat sahasasanashayat. साकं वृतैर्वीडितलोचनाननः पत्न्या पतिं प्रोष्य गृहानुपागतं विलोक्य संजातमनो महोत्सवः उत्थस्तुरारात सहसासनाशयात् साकं वृतैर्वीडितलोचनाननः वाव आई नो ओके वन लास्ट टाइम पत्न्या पतिं प्रोष्य गृहानुपागतम् विलोक्य संजात मनो महोत्सवः उत्थस्तुरारात सहसासनाशयात् शाकं वृतैर्व्रीडितलोचनाननः Patnya, the ladies, wives of Lord Sri Krishna. Patim, husband. Prosha, who was away from home. Griha Anupagatam, now returned home. Vilokya, thus seeing. Sanjata, having developed. Manaha Maha Utsavaha. A sense of joyful ceremony within the mind. Uttastuhu. Got up. Arat. From a distance. Sahasa. All of a sudden. Asana. From the seats. Ashayat. Ashayat. Correct method. Ashayat.
Ashayat.
From the state of meditation.
From the state of meditation.
Sakam.
Sakam.
Along with. Vrittaihi.
The
vow. Vridita.
Looking coyly.
Lochana.
Eyes.
Ananaha.
With
such faces.
Translation.
The queens of Lord Sri Krishna rejoiced within their minds to see their husbands home after a long period abroad. The queens got up at once from their seats and meditations. As was socially customary, they covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As mentioned above, the Lord entered His home palaces occupied by 16,108 queens. This means that the Lord at once expanded Himself in as many plenary expansions as there were queens and palaces, and entered in each and every one of them simultaneously and separately. Here is another manifestation of the feature of His internal potency. He can expand Himself in as many forms of spiritual identity as He desires, even though He is one without second. It's confirmed by the Shruti Mantra that the Absolute is one alone, and yet He becomes many as soon as He so desires. These manifold expansions of the Supreme Lord are manifested as plenary and separate portions. The separated portions are a representation of His energy, and the plenary portions are manifestation of His personality. Thus, the personality of Godhead manifested Himself in 16,108 plenary expansions and simultaneously entered into each and every one of His palaces of the queens. This is called Vaibhava, or transcendental potency of the Lord. And because He can do so, He is known as Yogeshwara. Ordinarily, a yogi or mystic, a living being, is also able to expand Himself at utmost to tenfold expansions of His body, but the Lord can do so to the extent of as many thousands or infinitely as He likes. Unbelievers become astonished to learn that Lord Krishna married more than 16,000 queens, because they think of Lord Krishna as one of them and measure their potency of the Lord by their own limited potency. One should know, therefore, that the Lord is never on the level of the living beings, who are but expansion of His marginal potency. And one should never equalize the potent and the potency, although there is very little difference between the quality, very little difference of quality between the potent and potencies. The queens were also expansion of His internal potency, and thus the potent and potencies are perpetually exchanging transcendental pleasures known as the pastimes of the Lord. One should not, therefore, become astonished to learn that Lord married so many wives. On the contrary, one should affirm that even if Lord marries 16,000 million wives, He is not completely manifesting His unlimited and inexhaustible potency. He married only 16,000 wives and entered in each and every one of the different palaces just to impress in the history of the human beings on the surface of the earth that the Lord is never equal to or less than any human being, however powerful He may be. No one, therefore, is either equal to or greater than Lord. The Lord is full in all respects. God is great is the eternal truth. Therefore, as soon as the queens saw from a distance that their husband, who was away from home for long periods due to battle of Kurukshetra, they all arose from their slumber of meditation and prepared to receive their most beloved. According to the Yajnavalkya religious instructions, a woman whose husband is away from home should not take part in any social functions, should not decorate her body, should not laugh, or should not go to any relative's house in any circumstances. This is the vow of the ladies whose husbands are away from home. At the same time, it's also enjoined that the wife should never present herself before the husband in an unclean state. She must decorate herself with ornaments and good dress and should always be present before the husband in a happy and joyous mood. The queens of Lord Krishna were all in meditation, thinking of Lord's absence, and were always meditating on Him. The Lord's devotees cannot live for a moment without meditating on the Lord, and what to speak of the queens who were all goddesses of fortune, incarnated as the queens in the pastimes of the Lord at Dwarka. they can never be separated from the Lord, either by the presence, or by trance. The gopis at Vrindavan could not forget Lord Krishna when the Lord was away in the forest cowherding. When the Lord boy Krishna was absent, from the village, the gopis at home used to worry about him traversing the rough ground with his soft feet. By thinking thus, they were sometimes overwhelmed in trance and mortified in the heart. Such is the condition of the pure associates of the Lord. They are always in the trance, and so the queens were also in trance during the absence of Lord Krishna, of Lord. Presently, having seen the Lord from a distance, they at once gave up all their engagements, including the vows of women as described above. According to Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, there was a regular psychological reaction on the occasion. First of all, rising from their seats, although they wanted to see their husband, they were deterred because of female shyness. But due to strong ecstasy, they overcame that stage of weakness and became caught up with the idea of embracing the Lord. And this thought factually made them unconscious of their surrounding environment. This prime state of ecstasy is annihilated. This prime state of ecstasy annihilated all the other formalities and social conventions, and thus they escaped all stumbling blocks on the path of meeting the Lord. And that is a perfect stage of the meeting of Lord of the soul, Sri Krishna. Om Ajnanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Pam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Nitinamine Shri Varshabhana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvamta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambhode Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Vrayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhayascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupasvarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchag. Sorry, Pranamami. Okay. Sorry, Mataji, I think. Did I miss slokas? Jayatam Sarato, did I do it? Sorry. Jayatam Saratau Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gatihi Matsarvasva Padam Hojau Radha Madana Mohanau Divyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshtalibi Sevyamana Usmarami Sriman Rasarasarambi Pamshi Vata Tatastitaha Karshan Vainur Svaner Gopir Gopinata Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayaya Tulsi Devyaya Priyaya Keshavasya Cha Krishna Vakti Prade Devi Satyavatyay namo namaha Matsamo nasti papatma Naparadhi chakaschana Parihare pilajjame Kimbhruve purushottama Yuvatinam chayata yuni Yunam cha yuvato yataha Mano bhiramite tadvan Mano meramatam tvai Bhumau skalita padanam Bhumireva valambanam Tvai jata paradanam Tvameva sharanam prabho Govinda vallabhe radhe Prarthaye tvamaham sada Tvadiyam iti janatu Govindo mam tvaya saha Radhe vrindavanadhishe Karunamrita vahini Kripaya nijapadabja Dasyam mayam pradiyatam Vande nanda vrajastrinam Padarenum abhikshnasaha Yasam hari katod gitam Punati bhuvanatrayam Namashreshtam manu api sachi putram atrasvarupam Shri Rupam Tasyagrajam Uruparim Mathurim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tannatosmi Adadana Strinam Dantair Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhojau Rajoham Syam Bhave Bhave Hantaya Madrirabala Haridasa Varyo Yadrama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayoryat Paniya Suyavasakandara Kandamulai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you permit me, I'll just offer some prayers to Bhagavatam. Sarva Shastra Abdi Piyusha, Sarva Vedaika Satphala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya, Sarva Lokaika Drik Prada. Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu Kali Dvandota Aditya Shri Krishna Parivartita परमानंद पठया प्रेमावर्ष अक्षरयते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोस्तु मे मदेक बंधो मत्संगिन मन गुरो मन महाधन मन निष्टारक मद्भाग्या मदानंदानुमोस्तु ते असाधु साधुता दायिन अतिनीचोच्चतारका हानामुं चाकदाचिन्मां प्रेम्न हृत्कंठयो स्पुरा थैंक यू माताजी या इट्स इन कृष्ण लीला स्थावा आई विल शो यू Krishna, he was away from Dwarka for a long time, and he was with the Pandavas, and Lord Bhishma Deva passed away, and Maharaj Yudhishthir, out of his friendly affection, asked the Lord to stay for some more time, and the Lord obliged. That Krishna, whom nobody can force him to do what he wants to do, is subjected to the love of his devotees, and he comes under the control of the love of his devotees. While it was a reunion for the Pandavas, it was a separation for the residents of Dwarka, because for a long time they had not seen the Lord and they were thirsting to see the Lord. A meeting with Sri Krishna is of two forms, Sambhoga and Vipralambha. In the Sambhoga there is union and there is a sort of ecstasy meeting with the Lord. Vipralambha is the state of separation from the Lord, and that emotions which churn out in the heart of the devotees when he is separated from the Lord is the highest form of meeting with the Lord, though it's ironical, because you are in separation from the Lord, yet the intense ecstasy which is generated when there is separation of the Lord cannot be compared to the union. It's not compared, it's another phase of the love of Sri Krishna. So the scene describes here is how the queens of Vrindavan, the queens of Dwarka, they are not ordinary devotees. Because Krishna has two kinds of Shringararas. One is Swakiya and Parakiya. And Swakiya is when he marries the devotees. When the devotees are actually married to the Lord and they act as the wife of the Lord. And Parakiya is a paramour relationship. And the queens of Vrindavan, they are in Swakiya relationship. And Krishna, they are devotees of the Lord in conjugal love. So they missed Krishna like anything, because even in the material world, if the object of love is taken away, you long for that object. And when Krishna, who is the object of your love, is missing, that there can be intense separation. But it is said in the verse that particular separation, which is burning like fire in the heart, is only mitigated in the case of residents of Vrindavan. They constantly chant and hear about Krishna. Their only duty was to actually perform the pastimes of hearing about Krishna and chanting his name. And in this verse in Bhagavatam, it is said that the queens of Vrindavan were wrapped in meditation upon Sri Krishna during his absence. And when he reached Dwarka, then the meditation broke, because the object of their meditation was in front of their eyes. The other aspect we learn from this verse is that from purport is that how Sri Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms. Now, it is said, Prabhupada writes that any mystic yogi can expand, but expand to the maximum of 10 expansions. But Sri Krishna infinitely expanded to 16,108 forms. In the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami, he gives different expansions of the Lord. Swayam Prakash expansions are expansions where Krishna is perfectly identical to his original form. Here, Krishna is, as he expanded himself into 16,008 forms, he was himself as Lord Sri Krishna. And that is called the Swayam Prakash form of the Lord. And there are other expansions, like Baladeva is an expansion, but he is not Swayam Prakash because he is not Krishna. His form is not exactly like Krishna. Though he is non-different than Krishna, but yet he can't be called a Swayam Prakash form. And that's true because people sometimes say that, how come he married 16,108 wives? Isn't that a little too much? Well, Prabhupada says, it's too less. The Lord is Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. Since time immemorial, he has been maintaining billions and trillions, infinite number of jivas, both in their material and spiritual nature. So to maintain and to have a relationship with 16,108 wives is actually nothing for him. His expansion, he can have as many. And yet, he is completely self-sufficient and Atmarama. It is said in Bhagavatam, Atmarama Shamanayo Nirgrantham Apyurukrame Kurvanti Mahetukim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuto Gunahari. It is said in the first canto, 7th chapter, 7th verse, 7th verse. That Lord is completely satisfied. He doesn't need support from others to maintain himself. And he is the ultimate maintainer of everybody. And in this case, the queens of Dwarka, they were full of ecstasy on meeting the Lord because their object of their meditation has manifested himself before their eyes. And it is said about how it is also mentioned that Prabhupada mentions that initially, when they were about to approach the Lord, their feminine shyness was holding them back. And when the love becomes so strong that it breaks all the shackles of social conventions. It is said in, if we look up in the particular verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein it is said that when one gets love of Godhead, when one dances and one sings, not caring for social conventions. Yes. Nice. Yes. It's okay, we'll look it up. It's not up. That's on page 265 of Shloka book. Basic 265. Evam rita sva priyanama kirtya jata nurago druta chitta uchai hasatyato rodati rauti gayati unmadavan rityati loka bahya. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very attached to the particular name and form of the Lord. This particular form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly and cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is different to the public opinion. The queens of Dwarka, they were experiencing the same sort of love. The context is a little different, but the idea is that when the love overflows, then once the social conventions and the social shackles which hold one back cannot hold back the devotee. So that is another point we kind of learn from the purport. Because initially Srila Prabhupada mentions that they were very coy. They were like, you know, shy and they didn't want to approach the Lord. But that sort of shyness is overcome by their intense love for Krishna. And also a little bit about the social conventions, about how the woman should be when her husband is gone for traveling. So these are all the things we learn from Purport. Any points? Any?
I have a question.
Yes, Mataji.
You can explain. So you talk about the Swayam Prakash,
right,
which is exactly the same as Krishna.
Right.
And then you talked about Balaram, Sankarshan.
Yeah.
Who will be a plenary expansion, right? Will be a complete expansion, but not exactly like Krishna?
He is... there are, I forget the exact technical terms, there is a whole list I made down, Mataji. This Swayam Prakash, there are different forms of expansions of Sri Krishna. And Balaramji is called, I forget the name, and then from that expansion some more expansions come. So in that way we have like a hierarchy wherein the expansions of the come. And each expansion of the Lord comes with a little bit less potency. So because Krishna is the supreme powerful, Balaramji also has the exact same potency as Krishna. But after that, for example, the Gunataras, the Leela Avataras, the Shaktavesha Avataras. So this is Krishna, and then from there are three expansions of Krishna. The Swayam Prakash, the Leela Prakash, there are three expansions. And from the expansions, again the expansions come out. And each come out with, Rupa Goswami enumerates that they have different sort of appearance. Like for example, holding forearmed. So they are in different potencies, and their appearances are different. It's all clearly mentioned in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. I read it a while ago, and I don't remember the exact technical names. But I can find it out for you. Next time when we meet, we can talk about that a little bit.
About the separated portions. The separated portions are the ones that come from Sankarshan, or they're like, are the living entities separated portions of the Lord?
Where?
Like here it says in the first paragraph of the Purport,
okay.
Page 47.
Let's go read it. Okay. All right. Purport, as mentioned above, the Lord entered his home places. Palaces occupied by 16,108 queens. That means that the Lord at once expanded himself in as many plenary expansions as there were queens and palaces, and he entered in each and every one of them simultaneously and separately. Here is another manifestation of the feature of his internal potency. He can expand himself in as many forms of spiritual identity as he desires, even though he is one without second. It's confirmed by the Shruti Mantra that the Absolute is one alone, yet he becomes many as soon as he so desires. These manifold expansions of the Lord are manifested as his plenary and separated portions. The separated portions are representations of his energy, and the plenary portions are the manifestation of his personality, and you are exactly right. We are with the jivas. And that includes also the demigods, because they are also jivas. There is the Lord, and there is the jivas, and those are the two categories. The only exception to that is Shambhu. He is neither a jiva nor a supreme Lord. He's in between. Otherwise, there is the Lord expands himself, and those are his plenary portions. And his separated are the jivas. Hare Krishna. And also, it is in the purport, it is also mentioned that the gopis of Vrindavan, they were feeling separation when he went to forest. And Krishna's mother, she had said, you know, you're going to forest, when Krishna was a child and he was herding calves and cows into forest. His mother said, why don't you wear shoes? Because, you know, it's going to be, there are thorny bushes and there's hard stones in the forest and your feet will be hurt. And Krishna said, sure, I'll wear shoes. But as long as each and every one of my cows has shoes, I'll also wear shoes. And Nanda Maharaj had unlimited number of cows. And each cow needed 4 shoes. And Krishna said, that's how he went barefoot. And this was a big problem for the gopis. Because it is said in the Gopi Gita verse that Chalasiyat Vrajat Charayan Pashun Nalina Sundaram Natha Tepadam Shilatrinankurai Siyati Tina Kalilatamana Kantagachati. It is said that gopis, this verse is there in 10th canto, 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Krishna, after rasa dance, had left gopis, and gopis were intensely searching out for Krishna. And because the gopis became a little bit, there was a pride creeping in. During the rasa dance, Krishna expanded himself to as many gopis as they were. And each gopi was thinking that Krishna is with me alone. I'm special, that Krishna is showering me all the attention. And in that way, there was a pride in the heart. And Krishna, to kind of subdue that pride, he left all of a sudden. And of course, we know that he went with Radharani and for some distance. And the gopis were searching after Krishna. And then Krishna was alone with Radharani for some time. And Radharani also kind of got a little bit of pride in her heart. Wow, look at this. Krishna has abandoned all the gopis and he is with me alone. So I must be very special. And then after some time in the forest, going into the forest following Krishna, Radharani says to Krishna, Krishna, please, I'm very tired. Please, can you carry me? And then Krishna all of a sudden left, Radharani also. And after that, Radharani joined her companions who were already searching for Krishna. Krishna initially left the gopis and was with Radharani, and later he left Radharani also. So all the group of gopis, they came together and they were intensely searching for Sri Krishna. And the song of the gopis searching for Krishna is Gopi Geet. And one of the particular verses was that every day morning you get up and you take the cows to the forest. And when you walk barefoot on that particular forest, then pebbles and thorns, they prick your feet. This tears out our heart. Oh Lord, they were thinking of Krishna like that. In the Gopi Gita, it was like remembrance of Krishna. And one of the remembrance was that how the Lord's feet was soft as lotus. It was beautifully soft, and how he was pressing his when he was walking barefoot, the pebbles and the thorns would just pierce his feet, and this would crush the heart of the gopis. And this was one of their remembrance. And it's said in the purport about how Prabhupada writes that how the gopis also would have the same meditation. And this is meditation in separation of Krishna. And this is so strong. There is nothing more higher than this, that Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura and Dwarka, leaving the residents of Vrindavan in an ocean of agony. And it was such a heartbreaking situation that the gopis, they were practically mad, and they were on the verge of giving up their life. And Krishna says to Uddhava in the 47th chapter, the only reason all the residents of Vrindavan, they gave their heart, their life and their soul to me. And since I have been away for a long time, they are burning in a fire of separation from me. And they are practically on the verge of giving up their lives. But he says, oh Dhava, that promise that I gave them when I left Vrindavan, I have just some short business. I'll complete that business and I'll come back. That word that I will come back is that slender hope they are clinging on to and maintaining their lives. Otherwise, out of my separation, they would have died long time ago. And practically every single day, the residents of Vrindavan would get up in the morning, go about doing their duties, thinking Krishna is going to come today. They would make their meals for Krishna. They would do everything for Krishna, just with the hope that he might come today. Who might knows? So that was their only hope. And day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they were living with that hope. And the acharyas say, it's that kind of intense remembrance of Sri Krishna is the highest form of union with him, union in separation, vipralamba bhav. And Sri Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to this world, it was this intense vipralamba bhav that he was exhibiting. We all know that Mahaprabhu came to this world. For the first 24 years, he was performing the pastime as a householder. In the youth, he was a scholar and he had no inkling for devotional service. But he went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha for his father. And then when he went to Gaya, he met his spiritual master, Srila Ishwara Puri. And then he became a God-intoxicated person. Returning back from Gaya, he was utterly and completely saturated with love of God. He began manifesting his pastimes. And the whole mood of Sriman Mahaprabhu was intense vipralamba bhav towards Krishna. He never said that, though he was Krishna himself, he was exhibiting that mood of Radharani when the gopis were there in Vrindavan. Because Krishna said in the, after the rasa dance, he said, Napara eyam nirvadya samyujam. He said that I am unable to repay the spotless service of yours even in a lifetime of Brahma. Whatever activities you have done, those are your rewards. Here is Krishna, the absolute truth, who's having six opulences to an unlimited degree. There is no end to his opulences. If I have to repay you something and I don't have the money, then I can't repay you. But Krishna is the source, the maintainer. He is the complete he is the symbol of all opulences in an unlimited degree. Yet why didn't Krishna repay? Didn't he have that? Actually, Acharya say he didn't. In the adau shraddha tato sadhu sangha tato ta bhajana kriya is the preliminary stage of devotional service. Rupa Goswami gives this verse from faith to prema. Prema is the love of Godhead. And prema can be manifested in different rasas like vatsalya, shringara. Above prema, in madhura rasa, there are still higher degrees. After prema comes mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. And the gopis of Vrindavan possess mahabhava. The mahabhava is the highest manifestation of love for Krishna found only in Shringaras. In mahabhava, there are two types, madanakya and modana. And madanakya mahabhav is the highest form of mahabhav which is exhibited by Srimati Radharani in separation for Krishna. Nobody in this creation possesses Madanakya Mahabhav except Srimati Radharani. And when she exhibited that love towards Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna did not have Madanakya Mahabhav in him. Therefore, he couldn't repay. And he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking on the form of Srimati Radhika. And what she did, he took loan of Madanakya Mahabhav in his heart. He borrowed that sentiment from Radharani in his heart because he didn't. He borrowed that sentiment, he came as Mahaprabhu and he exhibited and thus repaid his debt which the gopis of Vrindavan showed to him during the Braj Leela. And therefore Mahaprabhu exhibited the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is Vipramam Bhav, throughout his manifested pastimes on earth. When he went to Puri, he took sannyasa at the age of 24 and he went to Puri. And in Puri, and in the later part of the years, it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was transcendental madness in his personality. He was so absorbed in the mood of separation from Krishna that he was crying every day, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Kaha gela prana natha murali vadana? Kaha karu kaha pao brajendra nandana? Kaha re kohi bo pida jane mor dukha? Prajendra nandana bina phate mora bukha." He says, "Kaha gela prana natha murali vadana? Where is the lord of my life who is playing flute in his hand? Kaha gela? Where did he go? My prananatha, my lord of my heart, who is playing flute. Kaha gela prananatha murali madana? Kaha karu kaha pao brajendran? Where can I go? What should I do? Where can I go? Where can I find Brajendra Nandan Kumar? Where is he? I want to see him. Kaha re kohi bo pida jane mora dukha? Whom can I go and tell this intense pain of anxiety, intense pain of suffering I am feeling in the heart? Whom can I tell? Who is there who can understand my pain? Without the Brajendra Nandana, without the Lord of my heart shatters into Brajendra Nandana vina phate moro bhuko. Bhuko means heart, and phate means it's completely torn asunder. Brajendra Nandana, without him I can't. So Mahaprabhu exhibited this sort of vipralamba love or Radharani's mood for Sri Krishna. Because he was exhibiting that Madanakya Mahabhav, he took on the mood, sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani. That was why Mahaprabhu, who was originally Shyam Sundar in a blackish complexion, came in the golden form. He was internally Krishna, but externally he had taken on the form of Radharani, the golden, molten gold, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. She is the form, because Madanakya Mahabhav, the color of Madanakya Mahabhav is molten gold. And since Radharani is always possessing that, her form is molten gold. And Mahaprabhu, when he came, he took on that form. And he exhibited that particular love. So this is a very big topic, very intense topic on love of Krishna. And even love of Krishna, there is way beyond that. It's Radharani's love. Therefore, Radharani is the highest devotee and she only possesses that intense attraction. And actually, Acharya say that Krishna was able to repay the debt of the gopis, but he couldn't repay the debt of Radharani because he didn't have Madanaki Mahabhava. And therefore, he came as Lord Gauranga to experience that. Because he was wanting to know, what is that Radharani feels when she serves me? I am the source of bliss, Satchitananda. I am the source of all the bliss for the world. But these gopis are experiencing love 10 million times more than what I am experiencing when they love me. So I want to taste that love. And that was the mood of Mahaprabhu. And therefore he came to taste that love. And not only to taste that love, but to freely give that love. To make everybody mad, to cry after Krishna. That was the mood, internal mood of Mahaprabhu. Yes. That is the in that Madanakya Mahabhav is the highest form. Nobody, no person, no personality, no god, no demigod, nobody can possess that except Radharani. Even Sri Krishna doesn't possess it. Therefore he says, Naparehem, I can't repay. You have something which I don't have, so I can't repay. This is the very advanced topics of devotional service, but it came up because of separation. Thank you so much for indulging. Are there any questions, any comments? So much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.